Hello, I'm Gary Ade, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Golden State Warriors. Oklahoma City comes in with a record of 25-27. Golden State is 27-26 on the year. Over their last 10, OKC is 6-4, won their last game. Golden State, same thing over that span, 6-4, won their last contest. Here are the numbers. Oklahoma City averages 117.3 per game, gives up 115.9 for a positive differential of 1.6. Meanwhile, you have the Golden State Warriors giving up 118.2, scoring 118, so they have a negative differential of 0.2. Turnovers, 13.2 turnovers per game by the Thunder. Golden State is 16 turnovers per contest. Warriors shoot 47.4% from the field. OKC, 46.7. And free throw shooting, 79.5% from the free throw line by OKC, 79.1% by the Warriors. Warriors are 38.1% from long range versus 36.1% by the Thunder. Thunder get 37.9 points per game from their bench. Golden State gets 36.9, so a one-point difference there. The Warriors won the first meeting of these two clubs, 128-120. They are the home team here. Golden State is without Steph Curry and Andre Iguodala, most likely. And Dort is out for Oklahoma City. And the question here is, can the Warriors, who are traditionally much better at home this year, find a way to win at home against a high-powered team, likely without Curry? I'm going to say no. I think the Thunder find a way to come in here and win on the road against Golden State. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Thunder and Warriors coming up. We'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryer with Stacking the NBA with a betting preview between the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Golden State Warriors. The lines are currently open and it favors the Golden State Warriors at home, sitting at 4.5 in the spread with the over-under of 237.5. Now looking at these two teams, these are two of the top five scoring teams in the NBA. Oklahoma City Thunder is number five, averaging 117.3 points a game, and the Golden State Warriors are number two, and they've been averaging 118 points per game. Now you're looking at these two teams, one thing you got to consider is no Steph Curry probably for this game. He just banged knees over the weekend, so it looks like he's going to be out for this game. He's still listed as questionable, but I expect him to be out. So without him, you one player you got to look at is Jordan Poole. Right now, his player props currently sit at 22.5. Now, if you look at his last 10 games, he's been averaging 19.5 points per game, and he only dropped 15 against Oklahoma City Thunder. But there's no Steph Curry, so I expect a little bit more from Jordan Poole in this game, especially being the main ball handler. I expect more points from him in that one. A little more shots, a little more points. Now, one other player you want to look at is Klay Thompson. Right now, his player props sit at 24.5, and that's probably because there's no Steph Curry. But I would probably lean and take the under in this one because that's the way he's been trending of late. I know he dropped 28 points against OKC last time, but his last seven games, he's been averaging only 20 points. And even with no Steph Curry, maybe he'll get a little bit more, but over 25 points, I would probably lean towards the under in this one and expect more from Jordan Poole on that end. Another player to look at on the Oklahoma City Thunder side is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Now, right now, it currently sits at 32.5. Now, I can say that's really high, but it's probably because he's the fourth leading scorer in the NBA. Now, if you look at his last 10 games, he's been averaging 31.1 points a game, and he did drop 31 against Golden State. I expect Golden State Warriors to amp up their defense a little bit and contain Alexander here. So I would probably lean towards the under. He'll probably get 30, but I don't know of anything above 32.5 points. So I'll definitely lean and take the under in that one. Now, we're looking at the spread in this one. I kind of like Oklahoma City Thunder, not just because Steph Curry's out. It's what's been trending of late. Right now, Golden State Warriors have been 1-5 against the spread on one day's rest, which they are, and they've been 1-6 against the spread in their last seven home games. So it doesn't look too good for them on that end. While Oklahoma City Thunder has been a lot better. They've been 8-1-1 in their last 10 games against winning teams at home, which Golden State Warriors does have a winning home record sitting at 20-6. So I would definitely lean against the spread in this one, especially with no Steph Curry in this game. So I would definitely lean to Oklahoma City Thunder in the spread, and I would lean towards the under in this game because I think that's where it's trended. No Steph Curry, that's a little less points out, and Oklahoma City Thunder has been trending with the under. Their last four road games, they've been 4-0 in the under, so definitely take the under in this game as well. That's our look at the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Golden State Warriors. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking NBA.